Good morning. Skies are partly cloudy with locally dense fog this morning across interior New York and New England, and it is warm and a bit humid with temperatures mainly in the 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are riding across the Canadian border in northernmost New York and New England, and the weather today will be relatively unsettled. We'll have a general mix of sun and clouds through the morning and into the afternoon hours, and in this warm and humid environment, additional scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, with heavy downpours and gusty winds. High temperatures today will average out in the mid-80s. The thunderstorms will tend to die out after sunset tonight and will settle in for another partly cloudy, warm, and muggy night tonight, with lows staying in the 60s. We'll open up Tuesday in the same type of environment, warm and humid. Temperatures will climb into the 80s once again before a cold front heads our way from the Great Lakes. The timing of this front will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to the region from late morning through the afternoon hours. Some of these storms could be strong or even severe as they move through, thanks to the upper-level wind support. The activity will march through New England and off the coast later in the day Tuesday and will tend to dry things out with a gusty northwest wind on Tuesday night. This will leave us with a dry and much more comfortable air mass with sunny skies on Wednesday as highs push into the 70s. That same front, though, will stall off to our south and head back in our direction later in the week, and as it moves our way as a warm front, we'll introduce the chance of scattered thunderstorms again on Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Marco is on a weakening trend this morning, but still poses a threat to the central Gulf Coast today. Tropical storm warnings, as well as storm surge warnings and flash flood watches, are in place for coastal Louisiana and Mississippi. Locations farther east, such as southern Georgia and South Carolina, can expect periods of rain to develop throughout the day, with torrential downpours possible in the more intense thunderstorms. Marco is forecast to track along and off the Louisiana coast today and end up near the southeast Texas coast tomorrow. There could still be some locally heavy showers and storms over the lower Mississippi Valley on Tuesday and as far west as eastern Texas on Wednesday as its remnant moisture sticks around into the middle of the week. While Marco's days are numbered as a named storm, Tropical Storm Laura, located just south of Cuba this morning, is poised to track into the Gulf Monday night and take aim at the Gulf Coast later this week. Unlike Marco, which is weaker due to a more hostile environment, atmospheric conditions will become increasingly favorable for Laura to intensify as it tracks through the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, Laura is forecast to strengthen and make landfall as a hurricane. There are still some questions about Laura's track through the Gulf and its intensity at landfall, but all hazards are possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1/2 mile visibility in fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 62, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s, Boston sunny with scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low, 59. The average temperature, 72. That's 3 degrees above normal. 0.04 inches of rain yesterday, 4.60 inches for the month, which is 1.93 inches above normal, and 22.44 inches for the year, which is 2.92 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1947, and the record low, 42, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s, becoming windy. Sunny on Wednesday in the mid-70s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm on Thursday and Friday with highs staying in the 70s under partly sunny skies. Chance of a shower Saturday in the mid-70s and mostly sunny in the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.